the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the reading of Scripture from Colossians 3, beginning at verse 18, read just a few moments ago. I'll read the first verse as a reminder, lest you have forgotten. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Boy, that's a great text. Particularly in an almost exclusively male congregation this morning. And it's safe, you know, we can say that because our wives aren't here. But watch out if you go home and say this. And yet, here it is in Scripture. As you look at this text, you'd have to say, this text is one that Lutherans would generally steer away from. Because as you look at the text, it's a text that is sanctification. And Lutherans don't like those kind of texts. We love justification texts, and we shy away from preaching sanctification. Because we're fearful. With our law gospel motif, we're afraid it will be law gospel, and if we hit sanctification too hard, it's back to law. So, best just stay away from it. We will preach law and gospel, and we will leave the Lord take care of sanctification, thank you. Or better yet, we'll leave the Reform do that. We don't have to do it. But you know that's not really the answer. And you know preaching of sanctification is not something we can just forget about and concentrate simply upon justification. And so this text, I think, is a good example of how one might look at a text, which is largely sanctification, and see its relationship to justification. Five categories are addressed in the text. Wives, submit to your husbands. It's fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. The obvious is clear. It does not say, make sure they submit to you. But love them and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. We love to quote that to our children. And then we forget the next verse, which is addressed to fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Lest in demanding obedience in things that are immaterial and unimportant, we discourage them, and we provoke our children. And finally, slaves. Obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, but not simply as eye-pleasers. Do your job. Well, that's a lot of do stuff, isn't it? Do this, do this, do this, do this. Well, it's sanctification talk. Do it! But why? Why? And here the text does not leave us without answer. The last part of the text is clear. Whatever you do, that do stuff, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Somehow there's some motivation here. You do it to the Lord and not as for men. Knowing that it is from the Lord that you receive the inheritance is your reward. Well, here you've got an inheritance word. If you want to bring some gospel in, you got it. Inheritance. Inheritance is a given. And we inherit that which the Lord grants to us. We are His sons and daughters. We are His children. We inherit what He has done. By baptism, we are incorporated into His body and made members of His. He who suffered and died and rose for us is the one who invites us to receive the very merits and fruits of that death and resurrection as we come to the Lord's altar to receive His body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Folks, you don't work for that. That is an inheritance. It is given to you. It is the Lord acting in your behalf. And you receive it as a reward. Whoops! Thought we had it all cleared up with the word inheritance. And here comes the word reward. which does seem to imply, doesn't it, something on our part. But is it not true that an inheritance freely given, you don't work for an inheritance, you can't really earn it, it's simply given to you, does come as a reward? So I think we should not load that word reward too greatly. You are serving the Lord Christ, the text continues. And if you need gospel motivation, there it is. We proclaim good news. We proclaim gospel. We serve the Lord Christ because he is the Lord, the Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. But we are called to live out our lives in Christian service. The scripture is clear, and this text makes it eminently clear. We do, but we do it in the name of the Lord. Remember, you are serving the Lord Christ. There's the motivation. There's the reason. We live the life of sanctification because we have been called by the Lord Christ, and it is he whom we serve with our actions and deeds. Not good to end with a call for people to do something, but I'm going to. We who have received the gifts are called to do what the Lord asks us to do. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting.